Dan, we hear so much about soldiers returning from wars, people who have served in combat, who have PTSD, who have very difficult or sometimes very tragic lives. But there is another story that research is uncovering.
So we read about these tragic and unacceptable statistics that one in four veterans return home with significant PTSD. On the other hand, if one in four comes home with PTSD, what's happening with those other three quarters? Now, the majority of them might have symptoms, difficulty in one area functioning. I don't think there's any way to know that. But the majority of them have good lives, have jobs, are satisfied with the relationships at home. We're talking about three quarters of the people who come home.
There was some recent research talking about experiences of returning soldiers. What were some of the kind of big points that they found?
They surveyed 524 combat veterans. And what they found is only 3% reported being unemployed and seeking work. And among the employed men, 90% were working full-time, and their income was $50,000 to $75,000. That's not the case with women. Women were more likely to be unemployed. 6% were unemployed, and their salary, no surprise here, is much less, $35,000 to $50,000. But they reported being satisfied with their jobs, with their work, with their relationship, with their parenting skills. So that's the majority.
What does that say for the field in terms of, you know, are there any lessons to be learned from those who are doing well? And do we spend enough time thinking about those who are doing well?
Absolutely not. And I think that's where we have to go. And that's what we have to learn. Why are you doing so well? What are the factors that go into it? Now, we know some of the protective factors with trauma, you know, good family relationships, lack of previous trauma, so on and so forth. But this population needs to be looked at more carefully. We tend, understandably, to go after so-called pathology, problem areas. That's what we do. But we've got to look at these people who do well, the majority of people who do well. We do have a resilient spirit. People come to my office with all sorts of problems, and I hear the phrase often, I don't know how I'm going to live with this. And what I want to say to them is, well, stay tuned. You will live with it. You just don't know how. We'll find that out later. But you will live with it. That's what we do.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Megan.